Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned the Panthers. It's the they get the Bucks next, and then of course end the season with something to be concerned about. But maybe some of those concerns are diminishing. Given, at least you saw Michael Penix come out the gate in his first NFL start. Yes, it was against the Giants, but he did everything right that he was supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do, and I was listening to some, you know, I heard Zeno yesterday, and he was like, well, yeah, but take away the two pick sixes, it's only 20-7. And that's one way of looking at it. I also think if you take away the two pick sixes, they don't take the pass. And I think that they continue to run the offense more open than they did because they didn't have to. And you didn't have to do anything with him. You didn't want too much. But also you look at they showed they gave Washington more looks than they have in prop since probably the maybe all season, Mike. Offensively,
yeah.
Like they're like as in to study for.
Yeah, look, man, it's going to be a tough battle. You're going to play very differently this week as opposed to how you have really the last few. And you and I were kind of talking this morning, kind of going back and forth. When's the last time or when this year have we seen a quarterback that moves? Daniels does, because I think that's going to force you to play offense differently as well with Michael Penix. I think if you get into a football game, you know, you got to be able to put up points. And I go back to really, Bo Nix right before the bye week, you know, I don't know that you've had anybody like Jaden Daniels, but you've played some guys that move around decently well. It's going to force the hand of the offense to be able to score points, and I'm with you. I mean, like, I hear what Zeno's saying, but to me that hey, you can talk all you want to about complimentary football, and you got to talk about the other way around where you take your foot off the gas
yeah.
when you don't need it. That's kind of the frustrating part of that, and, you know, that some people, well, you know, in 20, that's fine. You know, you didn't need those, and why put Michael Penix in a bad situation to turn the ball over and do those other things? So they're going to have to throw the ball down the field this weekend, though.
There's no reason in putting any – some of you know, you were able to pull starters midway through the fourth quarter. And, you know, you got to get Jake some rest and Lindstrom some rest. You know, you got Dahlman rest. You got – you know, you kept Michael in there, but you were basically just running the football. You were able to get – Drake out early because, you know, he tweaked that hammy, but I guess he could have came back in, but you didn't have to run him back in there.
Yep.
So that was the beauty of what, you know, walking up 18, tipping your cap to the crowd. That's the beauty of it. But to that point, Matthew Judon talked to us in postgame about Jaden Daniels, and he's like, look, he's a guy that can run, but he doesn't want to run. And he alluded to the fact that you have to stay in your pass rush lanes.
Yeah.
Your pass rush discipline has to be there because if you over rush essentially, then you give him creases to step up and move. And he had what, 81 yards on less than 10 carries last week?
Well, they put the game in his hands, and so they obviously have a lot of trust in him, even him being a rookie. They don't treat him like one up there. And then something I was listening to Marcus Pierce say on Monday Night Football was talking about how Dan Quinn, you know, defense is what he does, right? That he's going to anticipate him trying to light up Michael Penix as much as he can with trying to blitz.
Well, that's going to be, Tiff, that's a great point. I think that's going to be really the story of the game this weekend is we saw it and we wondered, you know, doing the show Friday from Twin Peaks, our kind of conversation with Dave Archer was, you know, what does Michael Penix do against the blitz? One of the things that you feel like they've been teeing off on Kirk Cousins, blitzing the A-gaps, using up Bijan and pass protection. And Kirk, obviously, even when he does get the ball out, the ball's getting batted at the line of scrimmage. What does Michael Penix do? In the very first third down, we saw they go double A-gap mugs. Now, they didn't blitz. They backed off, but it was almost challenging Michael Penix to say, you know, what are you going to do here? We dare you. What are you going to do? And to all of their credit, you slip Bijan out of the backfield, even with the double A-gap mugs, and you're able to get the ball off to him. So I anticipate a ton of blitz, and I anticipate it from all angles. I'm not just double A-gap mugs. I mean, weak dogs, safety blitz, corner cats, things like that to try to throw Michael Penix off his game and force him to read defenses and you know, play like a veteran quarterback and, you know, hit his second only start. So I think it's going to be the story of the game to see what Dan Quinn does against not only a rookie quarterback, but a rookie play caller and offense coordinator in Zach Robinson to say, look, dude, got to prove your mettle here and tell me you've got a backup plan for some of these situations.
Well, I think Raheem knows. Look, Raheem knows him as well as anybody. He spent a long time with Dan, and they've been on both sides together. As far as, you know, he was on the defensive side with Dan when Dan took over in 16, Raheem was already, I think, on the wide receivers. But the year before, he had been the your defensive passing game coordinator. So he knows kind of what Dan wants to do. He knows what he's going to try to run. But Dan's going to find exotic ways and sneaky little ways to bring him, because he doesn't have Micah Parsons over there. He's got a good defensive lineman. He doesn't have a Micah Parsons, and that's key.
When we come back here on the morning shift, let's give you a preview of what to expect from the Dogs next week as they open up the college football playoffs. And what does it mean for quarterback Carson? I almost wanted to say Carson Wentz there. Carson Beck. There we go. Caught myself. Georgia released an official announcement on his status. We'll have that for you on the other side when we come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.